Right now, 6:17 on this Thursday morning, time for the Observation Deck and Gordo, brought to us by Tylock George Eye Care.
Thank you, Miller Man. I always like it any time we can find at least some good news, right?
Mm-hmm. Sure.
So let me give you some good news. Night owls, not doing as well as morning people. And I would say that the three of us have become morning people.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. That is our chronotype. You guys know your chronotype?
I guess.
Well, people who naturally stay up late and are self-described night owls likelier to have poor heart health. More likely to have poor heart health is likelier. Likelier is a word, too. You can say more likely or likelier.
Yeah. Likelier.
There's no way that's a word.
Researchers assess the health and behaviors of over 320,000 adults. This is a comprehensive research database in the UK. It's called their biobank. Anyway, they studied these people, and they found that if you are a night owl, you really increase your risk of a heart event and heart problems, heart disease. So if those that wake up earlier had the best chances. Now, I think that I am, it's hard to say, you know, because we started this job so young. I always described myself as a night owl, and I certainly was and lived my life that way.
Me too.
But when do you know your actual chronotype, which is what you're biologically kind of predisposed to? Where do your rhythms sync up with the day? I don't know that I ever got a chance to fully uncover that naturally.
Right.
That's a great question, and I don't know, because I was such an entrenched night owl from junior high and high school, where I was staying up till 4 a.m, mm-hmm. you know, if it wasn't a school night. And then through college, I slept till 10, 11 every day. And then in my adulthood, my first job was an evening job and an overnight job. So I was sleeping during the day. But then once we got this job and got moved to mornings, I found it to be a much better rhythm for me. And now the thought of sleeping until 10 makes me want to throw up. Like, I don't think I could do it, and I wouldn't want to do it. It makes me feel awful.
See, I'm cursed with that. I can't. When we go on vacation and stuff, I can eventually get to where I stay up all night. Like, I can stay up to 4 a.m. easily.
So you're a natural night owl.
It gets pushed back like that, but I cannot sleep in.
Hmm.
That's my curse. Is that even if I stay up late, I don't like being up, staying asleep for a long time if the sun is outside. You know, even a little bit of sunlight streaming through the window, I know it's daytime, and I get anxious. I'm way too anxious to lay there in bed because I'm not a real natural fallback to sleeper.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I know some people, they can just wake up and just fall back asleep like that. And that's, I can't do that really well.
Yeah, I guess I've become a morning person. I was somewhere in between. I wasn't a big night owl. Like, I wouldn't stay up till 3 or 4 every weekend like Junior would. But, yeah, I guess you become what your schedule says you need to be.
And force
vacation,
to...
Yeah, I can't stay up past 1, mainly, when we're away.
Oh, my gosh. Even on vacation, I'm in bed at 10.
Gosh. Wow.
Yeah, there's no way I could stay up till 1.
Yeah. I wish
New
I
Year's
was
Eve.
There.
New Year's Eve, I went to bed at 10.
Uh-huh.
I can't even stay up for the turn of the year. So I always wonder about the other story in these studies. So my first thought was, well, that probably makes sense because people who stay up all night, they're working against their natural biorhythms and the natural cycle of life. You're supposed to wake up at sunrise and go to bed at sunset. But I also wonder, was this study influenced by people who stay up till 2, maybe a better chance that they're drinking a lot?
Right.
Or they're living a lifestyle that's not all that healthy, and just the hours happen to be a byproduct of their unhealthy lifestyle, and that's why the study is tilted this way.
Yeah, they did take all that into account.
Okay.
As you could imagine. And they did say that one of the other huge factors in this, oddly enough, is nicotine.
Hmm.
because people who smoke nicotine, that's a stimulant, and it causes problems with going to sleep. You know, so if you have bad behavior with nicotine, is also one of the other factors that you really need to cut out if you want to help your heart, because it hurts you in a few different ways.
Yeah.
And one of the ways that it really hurts you is sleep. It decreases the quality of your sleep and your ability to get sleep. You know, and another thing is I think the quality of sleep is underappreciated by us average people too. Like we think as long as I get 8 hours, and then you look at the person and they have horrible sleep apnea and they always are tired and everything, but then they say, well, no, I'm fine because I get 8 hours of sleep.
Mm-hmm.
Like in their mind, 8 hours is 8 hours. That means I was in bed and I was dozed off, so therefore that's 8 hours of sleep, whereas right. It's not really.
Sleeping.
But light exposure is also very important that this study found. You need to be exposed to natural or blue light in the morning, and then you got to have that dim or amber light in the evening. And that's why if your phone has one of those settings to make sure you get, I think Apple calls it True Tone or something, and I'm sure Android calls it something else, but you put on that setting to make sure that it adjusts the type of light that comes from your phone during evening hours to where you're not getting blue light. When you're looking at your phone at 8 in the evening, 9 in the evening, and you're looking at blue light, that's bad for your sleep.
Because, I didn't know there was a different setting on that.
Yeah.
My wife has a pair of glasses that block out that light, and she wears them when we're watching TV in the evening or when she's looking at her phone.
Yeah, that's smart. Because your body naturally responds to blue light and tells it, okay, that's morning, you got to wake up. That's morning light. Yeah, we live so far away from what our animal bodies are kind of optimized for,
mm-hmm.
with our artificial light sources.
Remember a couple of years ago when the three of us were starting to talk about how mornings are negatively impacting our health, mm-hmm. waking up that early for 30 years, and kind of led us to talking about shortening our hours, which we did. Remember I put together that study of, I went through all the morning radio hosts who had had that job, that shift,
mm-hmm.
that godforsaken shift for all those years. And there were so many radio hosts that died early.
That's right. Dropped dead.
And it was kind of disturbing. And the more I've thought about that, it's probably not the waking up at 4 a.m. It's that you're waking up after 5 hours of sleep.
Right. Yeah.
Yes. So if you could get 8 hours every night, then, you know, good quality hours like you were talking about, then the early wake-up is probably not what's killing all of us morning radio right. show hosts.
It's the sleep hygiene aspect of
yes.
it. What are you
yeah.
doing to make sure you're getting enough quality sleep? Are you adjusting your life in the evening as much as you should be
right.
doing? Yeah, they say that exposure and that the light quality that we were talking about, very important, because sunlight exposure helps trigger sleep about 16 hours later. So your body sees blue light or morning light, and it kind of makes a note of that in a sense. And 16 hours later is when your body will be telling you that you need to go to sleep. But if you keep getting that kind of light, then it makes it to where your body's not ready to go to sleep yet, because it usually has this natural delay. The other thing that they recommend, and I think a lot of people violate this, is you're supposed to stop caffeine. Guess how many hours before bedtime?
12.
Very good. I would not have guessed that much. Like, that shocked me when I saw that number.
That's a long time.
I thought it would have been, you know, 6 or 8. But they're saying 12 hours before.
Yeah, I can tell if I, for some reason, have a cup of coffee at like noon.
Mm-hmm.
I'm wired that night. I
yeah.
can tell a difference.
Yeah. And I've had the argument with people about this. Say, oh, caffeine doesn't affect me. it just doesn't affect me. And they'll have coffee. And they used to, I remember my grandparents and parents used to do that at night. After dinner, they'd yes. have a cup of coffee. Yeah.
Yes.
Which is insane to me now.
Isn't that?
Yeah. And me, I used to have a horrible habit of, I'd go to a restaurant and with my evening meal, I would have a couple Diet Cokes.
Yeah.
A couple Diet Cokes, and then I wouldn't get sleep that night, and I don't know what's going on. I don't know why I'm not getting any sleep. Well, I plowed through, you know, three Diet Cokes and at 9 at night. What did I think was going to happen?
Well, that sunrise thing is interesting, too, because we do a show in a studio with no windows, no external windows, so we don't see the sun till 9 or 9:30.
Right.
We need to make a point, like at 7, to go look out the window every day.
Yeah. Go get the eye retractors from Clockwork Orange
bingo.
And stare at the sun.
It's
the first time I've ever even referenced that.
Jeez. I miss the windows that we used to have in studio.
Yeah, that was great. Remember that old studio we were in? We could actually look down, and we had a wireless mic that could get down to the street corner.
That was so
awesome. And you
guys
could watch as I go and interview someone on the street corner.
Yeah.
Live on the air.
And it worked great.
Yeah.
And then we got purchased, and our new engineering staff said, that little Mickey Mouse stuff you guys have.
Yeah, we're going to put in better equipment.
And it never worked.
They put in better equipment that had the exciting new feature of not working.
Isn't that so amazing? Defeating. That little $20 wireless mic kit we had worked great.
Yeah. I think we went and got it at Radio Shack, didn't we?
Yeah. I think so.
No, you're confusing it with the intercom system.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, that's right.
Which also got upgraded, and we never had
a
working intercom ever again.
Even to this day, it's 2026, and we have this World War II intercom system.
The thing is huge. Look how big that is.
Yeah. It was Army surplus after we won the big one. After VJ Day is when we purchased this intercom we have now. And then do you guys ever experiment with the pillows that you use and all of that to get your head positioned proper?
Yes.
Are you specific about your pillows?
Because
some people, any old pillow is fine. And I've had the experience as you get older, you get real particular about the kind of pillows you like.
For sure.
I'm still looking for that special pillow.
I can sleep on any pillow. Like, if you put me anywhere and the pillow's not that great, I can still sleep on it. But in the last few years, I've tried to go pick that specific. I need it with more on the firm side and a little bigger. A flat pillow, I can't really have a good night's sleep on.
I hate flat pillows. And I've switched to now. I like to have those memory foamy type pillows.
Yeah, I like those.
Yeah, I've tried those.
I know a lot of people that try them, and I'll put try in quotes because they'll give it one or two nights.
Well, that's all you need.
Is it?
Yeah, when you know, you know.
I don't know. To me, there was a little bit more of a learning curve than that. Like, I had to do it for like a week or so, and then it really got, okay, this is a lot better. And then couldn't go back the other way. It's the same thing as beer. When you first had beer, you thought it was great.
Yeah, I kind of did.
Wow.
I didn't, but I was 10, I think, and my dad gave me a sip of his. And
I thought it tasted magical on that summer day.
Really?
Yeah, and I think it was Old Milwaukee.
How old were you?
I think probably my first sip of beer. Probably talked my dad out of that at 10 years old or something like that.
Gosh.
Maybe 11. I mean, I didn't, like, crush a beer. He just gave me a sip. I remember thinking, man, that tastes pretty darn good.
Man, all of it. Beer. Wine coolers, first cigarette, all of that is stuff I had to plow through to get to enjoy it. It was like, oh, gosh, don't quite get
that
it right
at
first.
That was coffee to me. When I first had coffee, I didn't like it. Now I like
it. Yeah, well, I think that's another good example. Coffee, when you first have it, is not good.
Doesn't taste nearly as good as it smells.
I'll give you that even to this day.
Right, yeah.
To this very day.
Unnecessary, but we get it.
Yeah. To this very day.
With you.
Anyway, take care of your sleep, and I love you.
Okay. All right. Thank you, and we love you, too.